Welcome to the Obojima Podcast. My name is Jeremiah, and this is Ari and Adam. Oh, gosh. Ari and Adam are writers for Obojima, and you are about to watch our writers' meeting, our weekly writers' meeting, where we talk about Obojima, the things we've been thinking about, and we just do stuff. We just have the writers' meeting, and this is what it is. And today, you'll be joining us as we talk about The Lion King Fish. I forgot it for a second. The Lion King Fish and the Shallows and fish folk in general on Obojima. And let's just jump into it, shall we?
Jump into the Shallows.
Let's do it. I like it. Okay, so The Lion King Fish. The Lion King Fish is a self-imposed ruler of the Shallows. Or self-imposed, self-declared ruler of the Shallows. He is a general of his own making and just dastardly bandit of a fish folk person.
He's a grump.
He's a grump. He's a grumpy dude.
Yeah.
A royal grump.
He's a royal grump.
Whether he's royal or not, who knows? But he might have claimed a divine right of fish.
That's
and
it.
Said, yeah. I am the one who should rule because look at my spines. They're filled with poison.
There it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Lion King Fish is a fish folk who has come into power on the western side of the island in the Shallows. And he commands a collection of fish folk,
the Shallows, real quick, for those who don't know. Basically, right offshore, around the entire island, are these shallows. So whenever we refer to the shallows, it's just basically the stretch of land that continues underwater for some distance until it drops off into the deep.
There's for miles and miles the shallows go on, where it's this kind of coral reef, you know, stone structure that's pretty close to the sea cap or the top of the sea. And then, as Ari said, eventually it shifts to the deeps. Mm-hmm. And so the western side of the shallows is in reference to the shallows that connect with the gift of Shiratashi and also part of the land of hot water. On the eastern side of the shallows, which is not, we haven't discussed much, but we'll talk about that in a second. Or something else, and also currently where the corruption is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lion Kingfish has domain over the western shallows. He and his fishfolk warriors and
pirates.
Sure, pirates. Him and his fishfolk pirates and warriors rule over this section and kind of stop sea trade and movement on boats. They and probably enforce some sort of fees and taxes on certain islands and kind of rule as a dangerous bandit group. But they live off island, so they're not on the actual shoreland. They have potentially, I don't know, do they have a mini stone structure? Do they live underwater? I imagine fish folk could probably breathe underwater.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think they live underwater. They have underwater kingdom.
Yeah, they could be in. I imagine they have their own structures, but they also probably, if there are parts that are submerged, and so there might be some like a submerged kind of. We have our 80s tech and architecture. There might be like a submerged town or city that they have now occupied. That's overgrown and everything.
Yeah. Well, so that's interesting. So there's. We can talk about their domain first.
Well, I have a point of clarity first.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so we have the Lionfish King.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Lionfish King or the Lion King Fish?
I don't know. I think I've been saying them interchangeably.
I think the Lionfish is a fish. That is, I know because when I went to this one place, Bonaire, and it's like there's a beautiful reef, and lionfish are an invasive species, and they eat all the other fish. And if you see a lionfish in the wild, I saw, and they just sit there, and they're just like, ugh. And if you get close to them, they kind of throw out their quills and they're like, you know, and you're like, whoa. Coming up with the Lionfish King, it was like, that was kind of the inspiration. Like, they are invasive.
Yeah.
They're grumpy. They'll eat everything else. And they're kind of generally a menace.
Yeah.
So this character and now they've created this underwater kingdom. Yeah, they're grumpy and they're threatening. They'll intimidate you mm-hmm. with their little quills.
Yeah.
And they're dangerous. You know that if you got hit by a lionfish, you would feel it. Like some people, I don't think they're. I don't know how deadly they are. I mean, sure, somebody could have a bad reaction to them, but if you get stung by one, it's serious. Like, it's not a pleasant thing. So
yeah. So, the Lionfish King, then.
Yeah.
That's the title.
The Lionfish King.
Okay. Lionfish King. So yeah, the Lionfish King, has rulership, and he sends out his men, and they probably do raids and piracy and other things mm-hmm. like that. But their actual location, where they're actually existing, what does that look like? Now, Ari had mentioned, like, do they take, do they take up in a old abandoned city and things like that? And the reason I'm going to suggest we do something slightly different for them is we have an old abandoned, like, underwater location mm-hmm. off the shallows of Skykai Valley.
Okay.
And so what I was hoping is...
I was conflating the two.
Is making them more unique, something that's yep. specific to them.
What if they built like a coral reef castle?
Yeah, they could do a coral reef castle. That's kind of cool.
That could be really cool looking.
Something built out of like an underground cave structure is possible too. What I wouldn't hate is if there was a place underwater that also had air. Where it's like the players don't have to be, if they adventure deep underneath, it doesn't have to be a constant underwater battle. Like maybe to get underneath.
There could be these caves where you have to go underwater and then you pop up and there could be. Is there a term for that in diving?
Or I guess a death trap. Death trap. Yeah. Don't go. I don't know. I don't know, if there's a word for it, but,
I'm sure they have to exist, right?
Yeah.
There's pockets of air underneath. Yeah.
And generally the air is like, you know, deadly, but
full of gas.
Case, yeah. Yeah.
Everyone goes underneath, it's full of CO2 and someone sets up a firebolt and it blows up.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're all fried.
Not helpful air.
Yeah.
That would be cool. this is bad air. What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dying.
But I mean, I just love the idea that the fish folk, they're all, you know, maybe because the fish folk here are like real bad guys. Like mm-hmm. they're not good. And it could be full of all these kind of grumpy fish that are toxic, you know, like there's the stonefish, which is another grumpy looking fish, or a viper fish, which mm-hmm. is like those deep sea ones with the teeth that like interlock. And those ones are the ones that are running. And maybe there's other fish that are kind of like scared, but they're going along with it just because they don't want to get in trouble or eaten, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think the lionfish would hesitate to gobble up one of his minions that didn't do his bidding.
Sure.
It's like, you know, at the, you know, like, you didn't want, you didn't, you know, guard the thing. And then they're like, no, Cyan, please. And instead of like hitting him with a sword, he just goes and just inhales him because he's like enormous.
Yeah. So do you imagine, so is the Lionfish King humanoid, but with lionfish characteristics, or an enormous lionfish?
I
could probably tell the answer considering we already have artwork.
Are we going to display that here?
It's probably hopefully it's already been shown. So here's the thing though, I didn't know that. So he seems pretty standard in size.
Okay.
I kind of have him being as like a big gruff, like he has a bigger belly.
Mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But I don't have him being huge. That being said, he still could be giant size and just have tailored clothing.
We don't have a scale person next to him.
Yeah, there's nothing for scale. So he could be huge still. He could be 12 feet tall.
I love it.
And still, you know, fully envelop one of the smaller fish folk.
Or adventurers.
Yeah, which is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I also wonder... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, no, I think I was just kind of going to ramble on about... I just felt like what his underwater palace could be, but, you know.
Well, ramble, I want to hear.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Go ahead.
No, just like, you know, you go up underneath, but then there's like, you know, stairways that lead. Well, again, you could have... I mean,
you're saying what I want to hear.
Water?
Yeah. Yeah, stairways that come out of the water, and you know, but... I guess we would have to have, you know, is like, okay, so you go in, you go off the shore into the shallows. Is a situation where his actual kingdom is underneath, like you kind of go into the shallows, but then you curl back and you go into Obijima? Or is it you go into the shallows, you wade out maybe a mile, and then there's this enormous coral like, you know, structure that then you go up and under and inside of. I mean, is it, you know, is that rock out there? Is that his,
right?
It's hollow and inside is his.
Well, I think what his domain looks like has to come. We need to decide how they travel to start with that. Because if their domain's underwater and a coral reef and all this stuff, then they're probably not using boats. Otherwise, the boats would just float on top of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't abandon them. But if they're using boats to travel, which probably would, if they're doing like a band of, you know, 20 pirates who are going to go raid a local village to get some goods, they probably want a boat of some sort.
I always imagine them just kind of emerging out of the water. Almost like you always see like, you know, Navy SEALs just kind of like rising up out of the surf or whatever. Like, that's how I pictured the raiders.
Well, the question I would have then is like, are they, when they go and raid stuff, are they taking a bunch of goods and then like throwing it into a, because the other thing
into
is
a
if
burlap
we,
sack.
If we throw, if we show the
marked swag,
if we show the, the Lionfish King, he's in like a general's outfit and like with boots, with leather boots and stuff. He's less fish folk like a Sahuagin is, where they're like mostly just a dude who's naked. You know, like the Sahuagin, when I see a Sahuagin, I go, oh, it makes sense that they live and flourish underwater. When I look at least at the illustration of the Lion King fish, he looks like just a pirate who can breathe underwater. Like he looks like he spends his time above land. And like,
that's how he looks when he's trying to address land folk. coming to the kingdom.
So I want to, you know, do we want a adventure that feels more, you know, more classic fish folk? Or do we want these fish folk to be land dwellers who live on, you know, platforms out in the water? Like, you know, they could also have a bunch of garbage platforms that kind of floats out there, and they have a base and they have pirate ships that come up, and they can breathe underwater and they can utilize that. Or are they fully submerged underwater and they're, you know, they're wearing very little to just cover themselves up because they don't want to, you know, bog themselves down having leather boots and a general's jacket and a captain's hat and then sinking underneath the water is insane. It's a it's a crazy thing for the Lion King fish to do.
So then it feels more like that they, you know, maybe have a giant, I mean, I'm thinking of Waterworld, where like Dennis Hopper and is in that giant crazy like, you know, cobbled together pirate ship made out of steel, like, but maybe they have a giant
Noah's Ark.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Noah. That's right. It's like Noah's Ark. This mad Noah's Ark. Maybe the Lionfish King is in some kind of giant ship like that. That's like this weird.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, it could be like, you know, and they just sail around. I mean, yeah, there's a picture of them. I mean, if you
it's beautiful.
if you had that, you could always see him coming. Like he doesn't have the element of surprise. So then you kind of lose. But maybe he's just out there on the horizon. But like to Ari's point, that anybody who's traveling around in the shallows, you never know when the fish folk are just going to kind of emerge and just board your ship and take you over.
I think because they're on the western shallows, our intentions, or at least my intentions, were that they were kind of goofy, mm-hmm. that they were kind of like, they're dangerous, but they're never that dangerous, because if you're on the western side, the gift of Shiratashi, the things that you're encountering aren't as dangerous. So presenting themselves, not having the best tactical flair, being, you know, there's probably a reason they haven't taken over towns and they're not super military, because they're just like flamboyant and dumb and goofy, but like, you know, still dangerous and kidnap people and do all this crazy stuff and will burn your house down. I don't know which options better.
I mean, maybe one of the questions we need to figure out is like, what is their ultimate goal?
Right.
Like, you are the Lionfish King. You have, usurped power from your predecessor, or you finally united the fish clans, and now you have this crazy, wacky pirate ship, and you're like, now I will rule the shallows. Why? What is your goal? Why are you doing what you're doing? And how do you think about land dwellers?
Right.
Like, do you see them as just like, stay out of my shallows, whatever you do, like stay on your land? Like, or is it like, you'll pay a toll and you will, you know, give me tribute. How dare you sail your barges on my waters? Like, is it that?
Well,
is that the extent of his?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that we are talking about is there being a potential nether. This was a long time ago, but another like gang of fish on the eastern side that are more dangerous. And so there's almost like the Lion King fish is bad and he's doing these bad things, but he's also keeping them at bay. Like him having the western side of the island, like, stops the other group of dangerous fish from coming
he's
over.
He's like the devil you know.
But yeah,
the devil
exactly.
You don't know is the Viper Fish Gang.
So yeah, he's like,
they're death dealers.
Exactly. He's like goofy, and he goes and robs someone, and you know, they almost like the pirates in Porco Rosso, where they like they kidnap a girl and Porco Rosso keeps it, but the girl never gets hurt, and they all like all the little girls are like, oh, pirates, and they're all laughing. You can almost do the same thing if you wanted to with a Lion King fish, where he's like, he rarely comes out. All of his men are always kidnapping stuff, and when he does, he's always very showy about it. And but then, like, at the same time, most of his dealings are keeping this other group of fish away from his territory.
Yeah.
So, like, I like that a lot in terms of, like, our past selves wrote, the Lionfish Kingdom is in a bit of a kerfuffle at the moment. Rival schools of fish folk are encroaching on his kingdom, fleeing what they are calling the foul waters. The Lionfish King has become territorial and aggressive, cutting off all access to his waters and effectively sealing off the northern and southern docks of the Coastal Divers Lodge.
Right.
So so I think that's really cool that, again, this goes to this idea that whether or not you're involved in anything the Lionfish King is up to or the fish folk are up to, things are happening in that world.
Yeah.
Right. And I just like that idea, or I like that just as an approach quite a bit. I will say, like, you know, we can go the route like the Porco Rosso pirates and stuff like that. But you could also use fish folk as, like, at low levels, you know, this is something for your players to fight. Like, and so it's just one of those things, like, if you want to treat them as a little bit more kind of monstrous and cutthroat, that they are the raiders that come, you know, at night and take stuff, and they might, you know, kidnap people and drag them down to the deep or whatever, or not, or to the shallows rather. That might be a thing. Now you have to go deal with them. And so it's a thing to just to bear in mind as a thing that they, as a function they might serve.
Well, you could play to both ends.
Yep.
Where it's like the Lion King fish, you could still introduce bad, really evil, vindictive fish folk early on and then find out later that these are some of the floaters from the other side who are coming over.
Mm. That's cool.
And they're like being forced onto land. And then the Lion King, then it's like this weird dynamic where it's like the Lion King fish is your enemy, but also your ally, in the sense that you're both chasing down these evil raider parties. Mm.
There's something cool about getting the Lionfish King's favor.
Yeah.
You know, just like, yeah, that's cool.
And it could be that, you know, like if you play to his pride or you play to his ego, mm-hmm. then he might actually, you could actually be, you know, manipulate him mm-hmm. Or get out of stuff,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like, oh, life, but you are so wise and all knowing. And he's like,
your eminence.
Yeah. Yes. Your spy is like, Bilbo with Smaug, you
yeah.
know, like
yeah.
your terribleness, you know,
yeah.
you know,
but good. Then he could, you know, they work together. And at the very end, after, you know, you and the Lion King fish help defeat these raiders, he kind of turns to you and goes, all right, well, off to prison for you.
Yeah.
now that you're gone, that one village is looking mighty tasty. And he like sends his men to go take off, you know, bring all the food, all the cattle. We're feasting tonight or whatever.
And he has his, you know, enforcer is like this barracuda folk mm-hmm. who's just like, yes, sire. These just fangs. And
yeah.
you know, you're like, oh God.
It's cool. I think maybe I'm thinking too much of it. I want them to be both land dwelling and aquatic. And who cares if they're wearing a pirate's costume when they're underwater? Doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm getting into the logistics of outfits underneath water. Who cares? They're fish folk. They'll do whatever. I don't. I love them having like him having his own personal ship that he sails around mm-hmm. that maybe has like harpoons or something mm-hmm. dangerous or I don't know, something on there that's interesting, that and that maybe he like hides it behind the reef that parks up or that sticks up in the water, and then he like goes and his actual kingdom is underneath the reef in the bubble or whatever.
Yeah. What if his ship is like a skeletonized fish that fell into the sea, and then they just stretched skin around it,
oh,
and now it floats, and it's just like this. That. It's just awful.
That's
thing.
So terrible.
It's so gross.
You and I went in the same direction with a dead thing, but I just went something different.
Okay.
What if part of a ship, the nose of a ship, is the original Pontier?
Oh,
that he sunk.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty good.
Sure. Yeah, at least the first half of
that.
It or
now that definitely sets up a conflict yeah. between. Mm-hmm. The captain and him.
Then there's also this, like, the captain, you know, Nemo, mm-hmm. who's been sailing for years and years and years, can have this, like, that scumbag full of that, you know, bloated bag of water has been, you know, popping my ships for years or whatever. And there's, like, this confrontation, which I think is really cool, of them knowing each other and yeah. having, like, a... Like
I mean, that sets up a thing where, you know, maybe there is a device or a piece of technology on the Lionfish King's, you know,
ship.
Yeah, his ship that is part of the submarine.
Yeah.
And they're like, and Holly and the captain are like, if we could get that back.
Yeah.
That would be.
That's really cool.
That would solve a lot of problems, or we could do this cool thing.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
And then that forces you to like, okay, now we've got to get on the ship. We either got to sneak on or fight our way on, get the thing, get off.
Yeah.
You know, without getting killed.
That's cool. That's really cool. I like that. So for fish folk, I want to talk about his men for very quickly.
Mm.
We've kind of talked about these different options for fish folk and stuff like that. Different versions of them. Currently, we have the Lion King fish, which will be his own stat block. Then we'll probably have like a couple standard fish folk stat blocks, like one bandit that looks like something, and then one captain or something to that effect. But we also have like crab folk, like this crab folk creature, which we have artwork which we can throw up, that has like one giant claw and then uses a sword with the other one. I want to know, how do those play in here? Are those like his personal guard? Are those completely disconnected from the Lion King?
Yeah,
like maybe
arch rivals
Lionfish
or
King? Yeah, they're their own peoples, or they're their own, you know, maybe they're more mindless,
or that's interesting
they're more just dangerous things that attack.
Well, I know anytime I've been diving, crabs are just always ready to fight you.
Yeah.
They just are like, come at me, bro. They, you know, like they have no fear. So they're like that to me when I think of crab folk. They're just like, you looking at me, you know, and they've got their claws at the ready. Like, yeah, every time they're just at you. And then, you know, sometimes if you kind of push them a little too far, then they skedaddle.
Mm.
But most of them are like, they're ready to fight you.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're like 10 times bigger than they are.
I think that's something we can do with the crab folk, is like the difference, the separation here is the crab folk don't speak. And so they're like these kind of more monstrous things, where the fish folk have more like human, are a little more, skew a little more human.
Yeah.
They're like the Sardaukar.
They're like the Sardaukar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These are, they're the just here to fight.
They're just murderers. Yeah. That's what they do.
And that's my best Sardaukar tuba noise.
And then shrimp folk just want to run away. Yeah.
Shrimp folk.
And they run away backwards. They're like, ah.
Yeah. Shrimp folk are great. Shrimp folk, actually, well, no, that's dumb. I was going to say shrimp folk, but they're all pistol shrimp, so they're punching at the speed of light.
Yeah. Just punch through a freaking boulders. Yeah. Yeah. The air heats up as they.
Yeah, exactly. Sparks everywhere. Yeah. A fish folk monk, or a pistol shrimp monk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's fun, but I also hate it at the same time.
So now it's like this, it's just game breaker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like everybody wants to be the pistol shrimp monk. He's like, okay, you hit it, you know, 14d6. All right, go.
It's a
fun. He just punched a demon to the next world.
So, but with the fish folk variety, there's a handful of variety of fish folk. We talked about, you know, potential crab. How big do we see the collection of fish folk that follow him? And also, are there fish folk that don't follow him?
I mean, it depends on how like nerdy you want to get with the fish, because I could be like, you know, there are so many beautiful, interesting, cool kinds of fish,
mm-hmm.
you know, and each one, like there's a really cool fish called a spotted drum,
mm-hmm.
and it's like this interesting design. It's black and white, and they have a juvenile and an adult version of them. But then that just goes so deep into like fish nerddom.
Yeah.
But
what's the really adorable one that's in the Pacific Northwest here?
The lump sucker.
The lump sucker.
Yeah. And they're like,
what'd you call me?
what'd you call me? I'm a crab. But the
why are crabs French?
I don't know. Who knows what the crab is French? The lump suckers are like these little golf ball sized fish, and they're terrible swimmers.
Mm.
Like they'll come at you and they'll do this like, they're like almost tipping over, but they have a sucker on their chest, and then they go and they stick on like seagrass or whatever. But they're adorable.
Mm.
That would be a great character, you know. So there's all these different characters we could do.
I want the Lionfish King to have these lump suckers that are his advisors that are just like
attached to him.
They're stuck on each other. Yeah.
He looks at one. What do you think? I disagree.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm just like, no, don't eat me. There's like you could have a moray eel. Like a moray eel would be awesome advisor, like
Remora,
you know. Yeah. Like, yeah,
so there's a lot of variety, but what I was initially intention behind this question is how many as in what's the variety, how many as in how many, like as in numbers, like is there you know a huge amount? Are they more few and far between? It's like how big is this collection in the shallows of these fish folk that exist?
I mean, I like to think that the Lionfish King is legit. Like enough people have bent the knee and they're like, yeah, you're the Lionfish King. This is your domain.
So he rules like hundreds and hundreds of.
That's what I just like that quite a bit. Like when you are standing before the Lionfish King, it's like, okay, you know, yeah, this is you're in some trouble if you have been dragged before him.
So maybe the Lionfish King has a domain. He has like his palace and he has like a boat, and then there's other fish folk that live in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on here, because then there's if bending the knee, means that there's fish folk that don't agree with the Lionfish King, which takes away some of the vile nature of the fish folk. If some of them are like, I don't want to do this. And then he's like, well, I'll do it or I'm going to kill you. It makes them feel more human-like.
Mm.
Are they all just like, we follow you and you are the leader and we're this type of thing?
We're just cold-blooded.
We're cold-blooded creatures. We, you know, care a little for human and spirit kind. We're just doing our own thing. Or is it like, oh, there's a fish folk family and they live in their own little reef, yeah, and the Lion King
and
fish.
There's fish folk Christmas.
fish folk Christmas, fish folk Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're just like, they have these beautiful little celebrations.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
Yeah.
You killed my dad on fish folk Christmas.
Yeah, like, yeah, we don't want to do that.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, let's make them real jerks.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you have to, these have to be monsters,
yeah,
that you have to be okay with hitting with a sword.
Okay. So then I would say there's probably less of them then. There's probably not hundreds and hundreds. There's probably like, because if there's a huge army that the Lion King fish commands, he probably would just overthrow.
Unless he doesn't care about land.
Yeah. I think he just, you might look at just like the surface of Obajima as just a place to, you know, get stuff sometimes. It's not worth anything worth getting, he has. You know, mm-hmm. I can imagine that's how he would rationalize it to himself. Mm-hmm. And anybody kind of traversing his terrain can only do so at his leave, you know, kind of thing.
Like if human beings didn't get in boats and try to take stuff from his waters, he wouldn't bother with it. But the audacity with which humans get in boats and take fish and try to dive for pearls and like all that stuff, like that irritates him. And then he's just like, all right, you know, now we're at war.
So the fact that he's not like being vindictive and kill it, like the fact that like the Coastal Divers Lodge sends a submarine underneath the water,
yeah,
and all he does is damage them and doesn't go and like destroy the two divers lodges with hundreds of fish folk to do it, means that he's not bad. Means that he's not that bad, at least. Because it sounds like if we're making these fish folk out to be like potentially evil, like you don't need to worry about killing them, then for him to have an army like this, he needs to have a reasoning for not just being like, I'm just going to take out the coastal. They're submarines in my water. Never burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
Like if he was very evil, that's what he would do.
Or then we go back to the idea that maybe there's not a lot of these kinds of creature, like, okay, there are fish in the sea, you can fish, there's like regular fish and you pull them out and you can eat them and cook them in a skillet. These beings, maybe they're almost like spirit demons and they've just taken on fish form.
I was thinking about that, but I think the issue with that is that we're all of a sudden using spirits as turning into demons and then making things as a, we just did that with the Oni.
It's true.
Well, what I think could be a solution here is that like fish folk tend to skew maybe a little more evil, and there's bands of them all over the place, but the largest band is the Lion King fishes, and he controls a couple hundred men, and they, you know, live in different sections, you know, packs of 50 or 40 all across the Gift of Shiratashi, and they're in charge of going on land and getting bounty and coming back and bringing it to him, and he gets a cut, like a pirate captain and little groups of pirates all over the place.
Maybe that's part of it too, is the lionfish or the fish folk might not be, you know, great at organizing themselves into big groups.
Yeah.
And maybe like standard fish folk are probably like in raider groups, right? There might be between a dozen and like 30,
right,
in any one of these. The Lionfish King, what separates him is that he has called himself the Lionfish King. He has claimed this domain, and whether or not everybody, you know, all the other groups recognize it, maybe enough of them has where he's among all the disparate groups, his is the largest, but still not all of them. So he might have like 100, you know, but like at his disposal at any time. But
It could be that they still bend the knee to him. He just doesn't actively control them.
Mm-hmm.
So like if he goes to one of these other groups of 60, him and all of his raiders all surround them and he goes, are you going to give me, where's my tax? And
it's very futile.
Yeah. And then he leaves and then they just do their own thing.
I mean, what if the Lionfish King is like, you know, at some point in history, there was the first feudal lord.
Mm.
And maybe the Lionfish King is like the first fish feudal lord. Like no fish folk has ever done that before. Mm-hmm. And he is the very first one who's like, I am united. Mm-hmm. He's in the process of trying to unite. Now there's the other gang on the other side of the island that's like, no, you won't take us, you know, like. And that's like the deep sea fish gang, you know, they're just like, then they're the real dangerous ones. Mm-hmm. But the Lionfish is like, I'm trying to unite the everybody together. And he's a pompous jerk and he can be dangerous at times, but he's not a psychopath. And maybe it could be like that thing that we were talking about earlier, where it's like, you could actually, team up with the Lionfish King and fight the viper fish and take them out and then help, you know, sort of like bring peace to the shallows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could do a deal with the Lionfish. Like, look, hey, if we pay you tribute, you just stop being a pirate, you know, and then like, can we sail some boats? And then he might be like, let me think about that. As long as it's, you know, it's skewed heavily in his favor, like he'll be like, okay. But he's not unreasonable, but he is dangerous. I'm trying to think of like a comp in real life, like what kind of crazy dictator or feudal lord he is like. But, you know, that could be like what he is, because I don't want him to be too, he has to be a problem.
Right.
He has to be a serious problem.
Well, I think what it could be is that.
Sorry, I looked up viper fish there.
Yeah.
What I think he could be is this, like, his desires are to unite these groups of fish. And to do that, he needs to show power. Mm-hmm. And he can do that by raiding land and showing like, hey, look at these things I can collect for you. If you join my people, you can be part of this bounty. But I don't think his overall goals are to take the land in itself. And so like, you know, he's selfish and he's willing to harm people because he's trying to do the thing that he needs. Like he's trying to accomplish his own goal. But if his own goal didn't require him to harm people, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah. Or like, you know, if his goal didn't require him to go and show power, then he might not be as vindictive or mean.
Yeah. There's like, you know, he's doing what he's doing because his objective is to try to bring the shallows under his control.
Mm-hmm.
And, but let's say he did, let's say he got the shallows under his control, then he would just be like, now I want tribute.
Right.
You know, like if you're going to sail your boat or if you're going to fish in my waters, I want tribute.
Yeah.
And as long as you pay him like a really over the top expression of how he is so majestic and wonderful, then he's like, now you can sail your boat. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you really did it, then you actually could get an audience and, you know, maybe talk with him, you know.
I could see him being moody too, where he's constantly changing. where he'll be like, oh yeah, you can sail here. And then something, you know, upsets him and he's like, those six men can't sail anymore. Yeah. And they're like, but you just said that they could. I don't care. Sink their ship.
Yep. Then he's like, sticks you with a spine.
Yeah, exactly. but something you said earlier sparked this as an imagination. if he's the first ruler, the first king of the sea, he could potentially have two old Nakudama tomes which tell stories of the Nakudama queen who used to live on Obajima. And so like hearing about her, like especially the Nakudama used to be warring.
What if he thought that these are contemporary and that the queen is still alive, and that he's going to be a worthy
suitor.
Suitor. That's really funny. Yeah, something to that. So it'd be cool. Like, his personal library are these two ancient tomes, or these two old tomes that talk about the transcribes of this queen's stories.
Yeah.
And he just is like, those little frog things can be kings and queens. I can be a, like, he learned what the word king was through this. He's like, this frog thing can be a king. I can be a king.
Maybe
I can be a ruler.
If he feels like if he marries the somebody from the Nakadama royal line, then that gives him legitimacy as a real royal.
Maybe that's why he's kidnapping all of, like, he's going to villages to try to find a Nakadama to kidnap.
Yes.
Like a Nakadama, you know, girl that he's like, are you the queen? Well, no, throw her back.
Yeah. Find out if it's lineage. Maybe he's got a Nakadama book of lineages.
Oh,
and he's searching
for that.
Trying
to find the heir.
Which is a really interesting, like, thing. Like, when you know, as on Obijima, and you're like learning about it, and you're like, yeah, it's only Nakadama who are getting stolen by the Fish King, and you're like, why is that? And then you learn he's trying to have a royal heir.
That's
that
cool.
Will then kind of tie him to this glory of the Nakadama, and then he can be even more self-inflated.
Yeah,
I almost want to make him a puffer fish, but no. But there is something cool where there's a fish called a frogfish, and it's weird because frogfish, they're these weird looking things. But they have like little fins that they use to walk along the floor. And
yeah,
it'd be interesting.
I've seen these.
Yeah. If the frogfish is like one of his, yeah, they're weirdos. yeah. They got like these like weird little fins,
yeah.
But that could be the one that's advising him like, yes, you know, there is this word, sire, it would be royal and the blood would be legitimate, you know? And he's like, tell me more, you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
That makes, I think that's real fun.
We're looking at, look this up if you can. This is the yellow hairy frogfish.
Yeah. Oh man, they're so weird. They're fun. They're fun to find.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's super interesting because then there's like reason for him to raid, not just like I need goods, which, you know, is not a bad answer, but having this like desire to raid to find this frog princess. This long-lost frog princess, which would be so hard because Nakadama only lived to 50, which means there's going to be so many.
There's gonna be no idea.
So many air, like, and it's just, it's going
to. Which means we have to create an NPC of a Nakadama, young Nakadama girl who is the one. And she could, like, at some point, once they realize, like, players could either realize as they're going through the adventure, they're like, could this be the one, you know? And they're like, and she is, or
let's once shoot a bunch of guns at her and see if she can dodge.
That's it. She like does the Neo. Like, she's beginning to believe, but like, or they find out as she's stolen. And they like, oh my God, if the frogfish finds, and then there's this wedding that's planned, and she's like, no, this sucks. And then they've got to go, like, you know, okay, we're going to have to like bust in on the wedding and end this thing.
That's fun.
And I think it also accomplishes the goal of not making them, like, they're kind of goofy and dangerous, but not.
That makes the Lionfish King pretty terrible.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He's a jerk.
Like, don't get us wrong. But it also kind of separates them where you're not going to go in and slaughter them wholesale.
But as Ghibli did tell us, you can kidnap children and still be a likable character.
That's so true. Oh my gosh.
Only in cartoons.
It's not in cartoons. Well, thank goodness we're a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, don't kidnap children. That's not.
Yeah, no.
It's not the message here.
We're not endorsing this. This is just a thing we all shouldn't do.
I like that though. That's really interesting.
It's cool.
Gives him a cool motivation, but then, so then like the, cause then what could happen too is like, there's these encroaching, fish folk parties from the other side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's like, double the speed. I need, like, he thinks that this marriage will, everyone will bend the knee as soon as this marriage happens.
Yeah.
So like in his mind, he's built up like, double the men on land. We're looking for this. Increase the raiding parties.
This is the highest priority.
Highest priority. And he's like, I'll take care of them myself. And he's going off to like fend off the, you know, the you know, viper fish and the eel folk that are coming from the eastern side of the island.
Okay, so who is the Lionfish King's counter on the side of the deep sea fish? Like
Barracuda was cool. I like the Barracuda. Yeah. That's fun. Barracuda and like some eel folk and some
More
just
eels.
Things that are just like oof.
Yeah, viper fish are wicked looking.
Viper fish are gnarly.
It's also
anglerfish.
It's also cool. Anglerfish are great.
Mm-hmm.
It's also cool that like if all the fish on the western side, fish folk on the western side aren't poisonous except for the Lion King fish.
Mm.
But all the fish folk on the eastern side are all like evil and mm-hmm. like super, super poisonous or deadly or scary or have barbs or, you know.
Yeah.
And the poison's not lethal. It mm-hmm. just like paralyzes. Exactly. And it's just awful. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to do any sharks or anything like that.
Yeah.
Nah, that's
they've,
too.
They've got a bad rap.
They've got a bad rap.
They
got
to unbad their rap.
Piranha, like piranha.
Oh, yeah.
Folk. Although, are piranha in the ocean?
No, they're freshwater.
They're freshwater fish,
yeah. It's Obojima. They can get in there.
We have lakes.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk to our brothers in the lake, the piranha brothers.
I like that, though. I think that's fun. So then the other question, too, is what does the Lion Fish King think of the corruption?
Mm.
That's the other question. I've got a few questions, but that's the other big one is, you know, we've talked about them going on land. We've talked about I guess we haven't talked about what do people think of the fish folk. We have talked about, you know, what are the fish folk? What do they want? Who is he? We've talked about other groups.
Mm-hmm.
But what does the one big one is, what do people think of fish folk on Obojima? What are their thoughts about them? And then the other thing is, what does the Lion King fish think about the corruption specifically?
Mm. So I think when we were doing one of the locations, they're threatened by fish folk raiders to the point where they create like a wall, like a seawall to try to keep the them out. And so I think at least in some places they see them as basically just raiders. They might not know any more than that or have any kind of dealings with that. I imagine it's not favorable generally.
Yeah.
I think that's the case. But in terms of like the corruption, I could also imagine a situation where you have all these, you know, deep fish folk coming up into the Lionfish domain, and Lionfish domain doesn't know about the corruption or thinks it's just something fabricated by these deep fish to lay claim to his domain, right?
Yeah.
It all comes down to he's aggrieved, right? It comes back to like he's the
victim. It's all centered around him. Yeah. They're like, they're coming after me, but really they're fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that all the deep sea fish folk are corrupted of some sort. They've got like little things, and because deep sea fish look really freaky, they're kind of beginning that skeletonization. And so because, like, you know, the koi fish are skeletonized and the Sky King is skeletonized, like it's having that effect. And so, you know, the Lionfish King might be like, this has to be stopped.
I mean, like, that's great because a lot of terrified those, like deep sea fish are transparent.
Yeah,
like you could actually see their skeletons. Mm-hmm.
Their eyes are milky, and you know, they just look, you
so
know,
alien.
What would be cool is if the players confronted one of the deep sea fish folk and like it, one of the eel folk, and it's like it for some reason it reminds me of the Ernest movies. there's a character named, was it Large Marge or Marge? I don't know.
Well, there's that's a Beetlejuice.
There's a moment
tell
which
Large Marge
Ernest leaves like a trucker, and the trucker turns to him and says like, tell him, yeah, it's a, don't,
it's Beetlejuice, yeah, tell him Large Marge sent you.
No, there's a.
Is that?
I think you're thinking of
Pee-wee.
It's Pee-wee. Is it Pee-wee's Big Adventure? They're with the girl or with the trucker that like has a crazy face. Oh, it's Pee-wee. It's not Ernest. Yeah. Okay, it's Pee-wee. That's what it is.
That's what it was.
But there's that moment where like she does that and it scares the heck out of him. I'm thinking the same moment could occur in our, like, I'm imagining this in my story in my head that's playing in my head constantly. The movie that's constantly playing in my head while everyone's talking is one of these, like, eel folk, like, tell the Lion King fish we're here. And then they, like, move their jacket away and you can see their skeleton, like, down their stomach.
It's coming.
You know, like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That could freak. Yeah. That could be the thing that you could use to get the lionfish to, like, sober him up from his ego trip. Mm-hmm. You know, you could just be like, hey, dude, like, this thing's happening.
Yeah. And we caught this eel guy. Look at him. And he's, like, partially skeletonized.
I love the idea that, you know, you've been brought before the Lionfish King, you know, because you've been encroaching on his territory to probably free somebody. Mm-hmm. Right. And he's, you know, giving you a kind of his monologue or whatever. And while this is happening, this prisoner has been brought in, like, you know, sire, we caught this, you know, this loathsome creature or whatever. And that loathsome creature then says that thing, you know, it's coming for you.
That's cool. Then there's that moment where the Lion King fish is like, we got to call off the hunt. Everyone needs to go fight the thing. And the frog councilman's like, don't listen. This is a ploy by the land dwellers.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. We could have never mind. I'm getting too deep in my metaphors and jokes here. But yeah, that's very interesting. Because then the frog person could try to sway the Lion King fish to, or Lion Fish King to, keep his search for the Nakodama princess.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah. And then the players are like, no, you gotta, you know, like, join us. We can stop this together. You are supposed to defeat that corruption, not join it.
That's right. Yeah.
You are my brother. I've never met you.
Yeah.
I have the high ground. I hate you.
We just reenact this whole scene. This is the last episode we're shooting in the day, and you can tell.
Getting a little loopy.
You can tell we're getting a little crazed here.
Yeah. Bleed through from other things, other stories start to come in.
I really love the direction we've taken this. The Lion King, the Lionfish King seems like he has not only an interesting story, but a direction, some wants and desires. We understand what the fish folk are. We understand the fish folk from the eastern side versus the western side. We understand his monopoly on, like, this area and, like, his rulership and how it's being forced onto certain groups. We understand that fish folk are not all under him, but most of them have bent the knee on the western side. We understand the conflict between them and the Coastal Divers Lodge. We have some fun backstory to the ship that the Lionfish King has, and we have a little bit about his coral palace, which I think is very interesting. Or not his coral palace, but his coral/reef palace. All super interesting stuff.
Yeah, and I think it kind of explains that, you know, because there's the deep sea fish that have been started to become corrupted, and they are moving around that side of the island. They're trying to claim territory. And so, but then there's this sort of middle ground where there's these fish folk that are either going to join one side or the other.
Yeah.
And then also we've given, you know, sort of in the meta, like, now if you as a DM, you're like, okay, I want to create an adventure where, you know, my players are really just hack and slashers. They just want to kill stuff. It's like, okay, deep sea fish, you know, invade the land. And then you get to kill these monstrous looking things that are just like wraiths and horrible thing. Like, but if you're like, oh, my players, you know, like role playing and they like to sort of have this sort of intrigue at the court and the palace.
Deep sea courtly intrigue.
Yeah, there's some courtly intrigue. And the whole idea of like the Nakodama bloodline and all that stuff. You could do, you know, several sessions just about that. And it's really fun. And if you want to throw in, like, you know, a Nakodama, you know, princess that gets captured and all that, you know, you can do that.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
You could do this could be the whole connection to the corruption. You could do a whole adventure based on the Shallows.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with you solving the corruption.
Right. That's another way to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to like some of the land, landlocked ways.
That's maybe a good question is to like, what is one of those solutions that takes place in this water sort of campaign? Like if you had, okay, we're going to do a fishbowl campaign that ends where you solve the corruption and, you know, the deep sea, the Lionfish King unites all and drives the deep sea fish back.
Yeah.
And unites the lands.
Well, my suggestion is we talk about that offline so we don't have to do another disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've got some I have some ideas on how we might be able to tie some stuff together.
Sweet.
That being said, I think this is the moment to wrap this episode up. What? Thank you so much for joining us. This was the Obajima podcast about the corruption on the Shallows and the Lion King fish and all of that good jazz. Thank you so much for watching this. You can find us on YouTube. If you're not subscribed, you already should. Spotify, hopefully soon. Instagram and other social medias at Obajima, and on our Discord page where you can join in on playtest material and other conversations about this podcast and other things and all things Obajima. I think that's about it. So we will get out of here and we will catch you next time.